It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs, and I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'll be praying for you and your needs. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. This program is just designed for you, the listeners. I want each and everyone who is listening to this program, believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and do the things what Jesus Christ did. There is nothing impossible with God. We are learning about what Jesus Christ did, healings and miracles, and we can do the same. Today we are going to see one man came to Jesus Christ and his son was very sick. That story is given in St. John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. Only one gospel is giving his story. Now, if you remember, Jesus Christ did the miracle in Cana, Galilee. First miracle, turned the water to wine. And this man is from that town. When he heard about Jesus is coming to Cana, he came from Capernaum. And he wanted to ask Jesus Christ to come to his town, come to his village or his home and pray for his son. When Jesus Christ saw him, he asked him a question. Jesus, could you please come to my house? My son is point to death. He is almost dying. Now, Jesus always had compassion on people. And he healed them, delivered them, and set them free. But I don't know about this man. This man was a noble man. Means he was a ruler of something. A ruler of synagogue or ruler of some kind of thing. So he was a great man. A rich man. Respected man. And he thought Jesus Christ should respect him and listen to him. And come to him and go to his house. Jesus Christ said, you people will not believe until you see signs and wonders and miracles. This man heard what Jesus Christ did in this town. And after a long time, the Bible said this was the second miracle Jesus did in Cana, Galilee. And this second miracle is healing of this man's son. Think about the situation. This man is a rich man, is a noble man, is a famous man, and he is a great man, and his son is dying. Now, the Bible doesn't say if he took his son to the doctors or what, but I believe if he's a rich man and a noble man and a famous man, I believe he might have gone to many doctors. And the doctor, if you give the money, they will come to your house and treat your son. So he might have done everything, and now his son is dying and nothing he can do. So he heard about Jesus Christ. And he thought, I can convince Jesus Christ to come to my house. But Jesus understood the pride in this man's life. Jesus Christ simply said to him, go thy way, and your son is already healed. This man didn't argue anything, simply went home, just like the lady came to Jesus Christ and told him to heal my daughter, and Jesus says, go thy way, your daughter is healed. So he believed in his heart, and he went home. When he went home and he saw his son was completely healed. So he asked his servants, what time my son got healed? They said, yesterday, 1 p.m. So that means this man traveled a long way. And so I don't know, he had the chariots or he had the horse buggies or how he was going to take Jesus Christ or donkey, I don't know. But it was a long journey. Jesus simply said, go thy way, your son is healed. And exactly at that same hour, his son was healed. And the servant said, exactly the same hour, he says, 7th hours means 1 p.m., the child was healed. And this man believed Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Not only that, the Word of God says his whole family believed it. It was a great miracle. One child got healed. And the father believed Jesus Christ, and the whole household believed Jesus Christ. Sometimes it takes a miracle to people to believe. So many people having so many problems. And they might be frustrated like this noble man, going to doctors, going to different places, spending their money. Nothing is happening. Finally, he heard about Jesus. How many people know that Jesus Christ is the Savior and healer? In America, there are so many people, they know about Jesus, but very few people know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Still, they believe him as their personal Savior, still they do not have faith that Jesus Christ is a healer. If they believe it, then they will completely trust in God for their healing. But sad to say, people do not believe fully in Jesus Christ for their healing. See this noble man? He might have spent a lot of money, but he trusted Jesus Christ and went home without arguing. Instantly, his son got healed. Our God is a healer. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Give him a chance. Why we are running around here and there and spending lots of money and no answer? Sometimes people say, okay, we are living in 21st century. We have all kinds of advanced technology and medicine available. I'm not saying don't take medicine, don't go to doctor, and don't treat your people, because sometimes you need a doctor. If your broken bone or something, accident happened, right away they will rush you with the ambulance to the doctor. One lady called me one time. She said, you know what? I see the coffin. I said, what do you mean? My son is in accident, great accident, a truck and car. And so she said, my son has broken bones and is in very danger, horrible situation. So when I start praying, she said, I can see only coffin, means my son is going to die. I said, sister, you call me for prayer. Forget about the coffin. I'm going to pray for your son. Your son will be completely healed. He will come to church. He might get saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will live for God. It was impossible for that lady to believe this, but I simply prayed. What happened? The boy was completely healed. I didn't see any scar or any wound on his body when he came to church. He got saved, I baptized him, and he filled with the Holy Spirit and started preaching the gospel, giving tracts and telling others about Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say, sometimes things looks like horrible. Things looks like there is no answer. but Jesus is the answer. Now that lady didn't know me. Her girlfriend was a Catholic. And she said, I'm listening to Pastor Peter on radio. Could you give him a call and see what God can do for your son? And she believed it. And she called and her son was completely healed. If your son or daughter or you yourself had a dangerous accident or incurable disease and doctor told you there is nothing they can do and everybody's sitting and crying and they don't know what to do, just call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Sometime you might be not believing in any God. See this noble man, he is a Jewish man. He didn't believe Jesus Christ can do miracles for him. But he saw miracles, Jesus doing it. So he thought, I'll call him, he will lay hand on my son and my son will be healed. But once son got healed, then the word of God says he believed and his household believed. Once I pray for this man and he got healed and start serving. Now this story I'm telling you for many years, at least 10 to 12 years. But his whole family still, they keep in touch with me and they are calling for prayer. Recently, that lady got into accident and she broke both of her hands. Her son is a lawyer. He called me. He said, my mother is in great accident and we are rushing her to the hospital. I just prayed with him. I said, listen, her hands will be all right and she will be driving again and she will be completely healed. Today, if you look at her, her hands are okay and she is driving again. Then one day she called me. She said, my husband has some kind of cancer, a bone in his back. He's not able to walk. He's not able to do anything. I said, tell him to call me. And he called. And I prayed with him. I said, God is going to heal you completely. And everybody will be surprised what God can do. Now, these people are not ordinary people. They are highly educated, engineers and in the medical field and things like that. And they have no financial problem. But once when this man, I prayed for him, his wife called me and she said, you know what? This is a miracle. This is a surprise. Doctor could not believe what happened to my husband. He's back on his feet and we are praising God. And doctor says, this has to be a miracle. What I'm trying to say, we are living in 21st century. Sometimes it looks like a horrible thing. But once you believe Jesus Christ can do miracle, then the second problem or third problem come. You will call upon Jesus. And you will know that Jesus Christ is the miracle working God. I believe that there is nothing impossible with God. You have to trust in Jesus Christ. You might be a good believer. You might be reading the Bible, studying the Word, and reading all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders in the Bible. But sometimes the enemy will tell you, this is the things of the past. It is not happening today. But I gave you the example, today's example, how God is working miracles today. There is a one lady, she broke her leg and her husband came to church and he started crying and he got a little bit upset and mad. Why God allowed this to my wife? I said, don't worry, God is going to heal her. And you will never even see that her leg was broken. He says it's broken very badly. I went to her hospital. And I prayed for her. And she said, Pastor Peter, I'm going to miss today's, this Sunday's sermon. I said, don't worry. I will call you. I'll keep the phone at my desk and you will hear the message. And exactly, I called her and gave the message and telephone was on. She could hear the whole message and the people surrounding in her hospital, means bed. Today, if you ask her, do you have any problem in your bones? Her leg is completely healed and she is doing ministry, going prisons and talking to people and testifying. God is doing miracles, and this brother now, he sold out to Jesus. Now he believes more than before, and even he asked me to baptize him and I baptize him. Today he is going to mission trips and telling others what God is doing in his life. I guarantee you, Jesus Christ will heal you. But you have to trust in God. You have to call upon him. You have to tell him, Lord, it looks like a mountain. I don't know how to move this mountain. Jesus says, if you believe it, you will receive it. And so I am trying to tell you that what God is doing in my life and many other ministers' life, he can do it for you. But many people are not bold enough to go and do the healing or exercise their faith. Sometimes they believe, if I go and pray for somebody and if that person doesn't get healed, and then what? You tell that person, I'm not a healer. Jesus is the healer. Your job to go and tell and lay hand according to the word of God, and God will do the rest. I don't have to worry. I just tell the people there is nothing impossible with God. Increase their faith and pray. Sometimes people will be discouraging me. They will say, this is a horrible case. It's not going to happen. But I just say, I'm not the healer. Jesus is. He's going to do it. So you encourage others. Sometimes you want to believe, but then some other person will come and say, this is not going to go by prayer alone. You need something. Do you know Jesus Christ did everything on the cross? Healing, your sins he took away, your death penalty he took away, and now he did perfect job. On the cross when he was dying, he said, it is finished. There is nothing remaining that Jesus Christ could do. So everything is provided. Only thing, we have to receive it by faith. There is nothing impossible with God. You just touch him by faith and he will heal you, he will deliver you, he will set you free. Time is almost gone. I want to encourage you. If there is someone in your family suffering, or you might be not a Christian, you might be Hindu, you might be Muslim, just like this nobleman, he heard about Jesus. Jesus Christ is coming in my town. There are so many people doing so many special meetings around the world, in Africa, in India, in China, in Japan, and different areas. If you hear that kind of thing, go and see what God can do. I know when I was in India, and when I go to one place and pray for people, hundreds and thousands of people will get healed, and they will come and knocking at the door midnight and say, come out, we want to be prayed for. And then someone would say, this man is tired, he's weary, he's sleeping, he's going to go to another town, and they will give the address, such and such a town he's going to go tomorrow. People will be lined up before I go there. So there are people are doing all kinds of miracles today in the name of Jesus. If you hear something, go. And I believe that Jesus Christ will do miracle for you. There is no respect of anyone. Jesus loves each and everyone the same way. He is not a prejudiced God. He loves you so much that He gave His own blood, own life, sacrifice for you. Book of Romans chapter 8, the Word of God says, if He gave His only begotten Son, what other things are more important? If He gave the Son, He can give you anything. You just ask and it shall be given unto you. How many people are asking God to touch them or heal them? Instantly they will call the ambulance or they will run to doctor, and some people might be dying before they reach to the hospital. Why can't we call upon Jesus? Other day I heard there was an accident on the street, on the highway. And the man got almost killed. And they said he's dead. They put the white cloth on him. They said he's dead. And there was another minister there and God spoke to him. Go and pray for that man. So he said he never healed anybody. He didn't do any miracles. But because God told him to go, he went in the sat in the car and start singing a song, a Christian song, means gospel songs. And he was singing, and all of a sudden, that dead man starts singing. And the man came to life. Today, that man is going and preaching. He wrote a book, and he's encouraging other people. This is in 21st century. It's happening today. Why can we say, it's not happening and it cannot happen to me? Just try. I want to challenge you. You tried everything. You tried every God. You tried every town and every medicine and everything. But you didn't try Jesus. Try Jesus. I heard the other day, one man, he said he tried Hinduism, he tried every denomination, every religion and everything. And he got frustrated. And he didn't know what to do. He said, God, give me a sign. And he was hitchhiking. And here, somebody gave him a ride. And when he sat in his van or car and he saw the picture of Jesus on that car. So he thought, I got a sign. And then this man started witnessing him. When he witnessed to him, he gave his heart to the Lord. Today, he is a minister preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say, if you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your golden opportunity. You should say, wow, I didn't want to hear about Jesus, but somebody challenging me. I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ and see what He can do in my life. Just pray with me. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, Jesus Christ already forgave your sins. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to God. You are a child of God. You are a new creation. God wants to use you. Just say to somebody, I was a sinner. I had a problem. I went to Jesus. Jesus came into my life. He set me free. I am a child of God. And then you will have a burden, just like this noble man. When he went home and he saw his son healed, he believed. And his whole family believed. The Word of God says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. Now God has given you responsibility. You have to tell your wife, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your household. Start telling them what God has done. And you will be surprised. Those people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's not that simple. They might oppose you, they might kick you, they might fight with you, or they might be your enemies. But they will see Jesus in you, and they will see miracle hand of God in you. So I'm going to pray for your loved ones. And if somebody is listening to me right now, call somebody and say, Pastor Peter is going to pray for you. I believe that our God is going to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Pray with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, please touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I believe in my heart there is nothing impossible with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed the simple prayer, Jesus already touched you and healed you. What you have to do? You have to exercise your faith. Faith works by action. You try to do the things which you were not able to do before. If you are not able to hear, try to hear. If you are not able to see properly, take your Bible and start reading. Whatever you were not able to do, or your body was hurting, and now you just thank God that you are healed. You will be surprised what God has done for you. And you will be telling others, and other people will be believing what you say. The Word of God said, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Keep on testifying what God has done, and you'll be never be the same. Our God is a miracle-working God, and I am His testimony. And I am doing this to telling others what God can do. The time is almost gone. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Please tell somebody to tune into this program next week for the glory of God. Now, time is gone. God bless you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.